right, you're welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon to you and happy midweek. Yeah, there's something like that, right? Today is Wednesday. And for some people, they would, update their status on social media with woman crush. A picture of any woman. It could be their mother, their girlfriend or whoever. And they would say it's woman crush Wednesday. All right. My name is Constance Mega. And of course, it's already the 8th of February. And I'm saying that because somehow we were all expecting that on the 10th of February, it would be a deadline for something. But we're hearing there's some kind of restraints on that. Well, we'll see. We'll see. By the 10th of February, we will really be sure whether or not there's a deadline or not, right? Yes, exactly. All right. So very quickly, in a bit, we'll be talking about protests over the economic hardship in Nigeria. Some people are protesting already. We'll talk about whether it is counterproductive. I'll be back.
Rivers people, the race for the next governor of River State is on and only months away. Therefore, we must listen to the candidates as they share their vision, ideas, and agenda on how to improve River State in governance, social development, security, economy, human capital development, infrastructure, job creation, and many more with the people. Come February 19th, the gubernatorial candidates will face off in a debate. Brace yourself, sharpen your senses, and listen wisely as they share their positions and public policies. Rivers Governorship Debate is brought to you by the Rivers Debate Group and Nigeria Info FM, Port Harcourt. Rivers Governorship Debate. Let's go there.
Normal person go here know plenty times than years for this life. Make you dey cut your coat according to your size. You no fit move fast. You no fit blend here. Oh. You must to wait till you reach your turn. What if you talk no to all those no when them dey talk? And say make everybody wait because now your turn now. What if you decide say you go dey fearless? Because the only thing when the fear person pass no, now yes. Fearless. Join body with Jolly Man.
Taking a flight isn't just a routine, it's an experience. We don't just fly you to your destination, we offer you value for your money. At ValueJet, we think of your convenience, comfort, and your safety. ValueJet flies to these destinations: Asaba, Port Harcourt, Benin, Abuja, Lagos, and other locations across Nigeria for as low as 44,000 naira. To book a flight, go to www.flyvaluejet.com. ValueJet, wings for everyone.
A day to remember in the history of our dear country, Nigeria. Nine wise men from the north who are governors came together on June 8, 2022 to stand for equity and fairness. We salute our brothers and sisters in the northern part of this country who, in spite of their enormous votes, continue to propagate the unity of Nigeria by promoting rotational presidency. Let's vote Bola Tinubu for president for a renewed hope, a better Nigeria. Vote Kashim Shettima as vice president. Vote APC.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Now it's still the sunny side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance. Okay, so we'll be talking about the protests. Yeah. Happening, actually, in some parts of the country. Here, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Abeokuta is Ondo, and then Ogun State as well. And I think some other places. If you look through the national dailies this morning, you'll find such headlines over there. Just type protests over Naira scarcity, and then you'd find something from This Day Live. Youths protest Naira, fuel scarcity in Ogun, Ondo. And then Sahara Reporters, angry youths vandalize bank, First Bank, during protest over Naira. Punch, protest in Ondo over Naira, fuel scarcity. And then under that one, you see another one. Nance threatens nationwide protests over Naira scarcity and fuel. And then Gazette's NGR, one shot dead as protests over fuel, Naira scarcity, rock where? Places, Abeokuta, Ogun State is on that one. And then you find videos also trending. Protest rocks on door over Naira scarcity and all whatnot. It's all over the news, all right? And so it just gets me to wonder if this is the right time for us to, you know, embark on protests. And I'm not saying that things are not so bad, you know, for us to actually embark on a protest. But I'm actually interested in finding out from you what you think. Do you think this is a good time to have a protest? Now, some politicians are insinuating that the current situation in Nigeria is deliberately geared towards scuttling the 2023 elections. Yeah, some have said that more like powers that be. How did he even put that yesterday? The forces that were at work during the annulled June 12 election back then. They are at work again now, this year, with some unrealistic policies and all whatnot, just to mess up with the elections this year. So there are people who are thinking, who believe that the current economic hardship in Nigeria has been deliberately made so, just so that perhaps people would hit the streets and protest. Because I'm even looking at NANS. When you hear NANS, we're talking about the National Association of Nigerian Students. So we're talking youths here. And they're threatening there will be a nationwide protest if the government fails to resolve the crisis around the hike in petrol prices and scarcity of Naira across the country. So will a protest bring the needed change? Or is it going to be counterproductive? Remember the NSAS protest, right? I don't even think... Okay, for the NSAS protest, it was about police... brutality. That was what gave birth to that particular protest. We have elections around the corner. If we have something that looks like the NSAS protest before the elections, would we have maybe by ourselves chosen to disrupt things? Because I believe that a lot of people are really hoping that when February 25th, when the time comes for the presidential election, the people that they will go and vote in the person they want to be the president of Nigeria. It seems the presidential election is like the biggest thing in the country right now. Some people are not even remembering the elections that will be coming up in March. It's this one that will happen this February that people are very much interested in. And so I ask, will a protest be counterproductive? And also, I've also heard people say that Nigerians deserve what they are getting right now. After all, when things are going bad, you people will not do what you're supposed to do. When it's time for elections, you will go and collect money, sell your votes. And so the same set of people will come up and impose hardship on you. So yeah, Nigerians are deserving of what they're getting. So are Nigerians actually really? And of course, when you're talking, you'll be talking as a Nigerian, right? So you and I, we live in this country. Do you think that Nigerians deserve the current economic hardship? And lastly, a lot of people are planning to jackpot. A lot have already left the country, relocated abroad. Do you still believe that Nigeria will be better? If your answer is yes, tell me why. And if your answer is no, you also tell me why. All right? So let's talk. The number to call is 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. 0823. And then you can send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's for your WhatsApp messages. Let's see. Okay, just to remind you now, we have a call screener. So when you call in, be patient and speak with the call screener. We have Kabari calling from Kana. Hello, Kabari.
Good morning, ma.
Good afternoon, sir.
SMA salute to you, ma.
I don't know what that is, but go ahead.
Good. On this platform yesterday, I predicted it. I said, if this, if by Friday, that if the Naira, the new Naira road, in the Naira road is not in circulation, the youth of Nigeria will take to the streets. Let me tell you, we don't deserve to be getting what we are getting now. How will I put my own money at my own loss? I collected 32,000 for 4,500. A POS lady partnering with a petrol station, and she even collected the actual charge of the POS, which is 300 naira. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm
so
listening.
4,800 naira for 32,000. I still use the same money to purchase petrol in that petrol station. And you think the people are happy. And even after that, you will still buy petrol at a high cost. And when you buy the petrol at a high cost, you are not going to get the quantity of what will match what you spent, because the people have tampered with their meter. You can't accept
so
your
Kabari,
money.
Hello, Kabari. Because I'm actually the question I'm asking is, do we need a protest now, or is it going to be counterproductive?
Let me tell you, we need a protest. We need a protest. We
Why?
Need a violent protest.
A violent protest. Is it your head you want to put down in this violent protest? The man is not listening. Kabari, thank you for calling. Oh my goodness me. He says we need a violent protest. And then I wonder, Kabari, are you the one who wants to come and die? Perhaps you could call back and let me know if you are planning to give your life for Nigeria to be better. We have Ikechukwu from Choba. We don't need a violent protest, please. Hello, Ikechukwu.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Pertaining the current situation in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You know, we Nigerians, we make mistakes. So I believe this is what we deserve, because people are so much inquisitive about collecting money from politicians. So,
ouch, that happened. Apologies. You can actually call back Ikechukwu so that we can hear you. All right. So, a protest right now, will it be counterproductive? If we all hit the streets and start screaming, we no go agree, everything must change. And when you're thinking of going on a protest, remember I already mentioned the NSAS protest. And need I remind you, President Buhari actually said something after that NSAS protest. He said he will ensure that such a protest does not ever happen again. At least for as long as he is still the president, that's not going to happen again. So if we choose and decide, we don't care if he has vowed that kind of protest is not going to happen again, and we decide that we are going to hit the streets, do you think it's going to achieve any good thing? Like, really, what do you think will be achieved if we decide that we're going to hit the streets to protest? All right? So let's hear from you. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And of course, for the WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. We have Daniel calling from Eberio Muma. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Constance. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am. Thank you for Daniel. Heda Daniel from Eberio Muma.
All right, go on.
We don't deserve protest by this time. What we need this time is patience.
Haven't we been patient enough?
We are not patient. We should be patient because we have been patient with this government right from onset, from 2015 up to date. They have been stumbling Nigerians from left and right. And they are campaigning with their lips, not from their hearts, not even from their mouth, on their lips, promising heaven and earth. That they promised Nigeria heaven and earth 2015. And here we are. So they want to disrupt this election through this fuel issue and currency issue. Buhari and the governor of Central Bank and their followers and their supporters in this country want to stop the election through this violent protest now.
Where are you getting this your intel from? Hello, Daniel.
Yes.
Yeah, because you just literally said, and you mentioned names, Buhari, that's the president, and the CBN governor, and some other persons. You say that they want to use this thing to stop the election. Where did you get this intel from? I want to believe you have someone in the State House.
They cannot carry, you cannot put what you cannot carry on your head. Am I right?
I don't understand you. I asked a straightforward question. You're not answering me.
Listen.
I'm listening.
To tell you that Buhari and his supporters and the CBN and his own supporters, why I said it is because they cannot be changing money now where we are suffering on the poor crisis.
Okay, so what you are saying is that you think or you believe that they are using this to try and stop the election?
Yes.
Okay, not that because you know that that's what they are doing.
I know that is what they want to bring.
Okay, so where did you get the information from, Daniel?
They are pushing the masses to the wall. You understand?
No, I don't.
Listen,
Daniel.
You say?
I said I don't understand. You're yet to answer me, but thank you very much for calling, Daniel. There's a Christian on the line, Christian from Rumo Lumeni. Hello, Christian. Oh, my goodness. Christian, please do well to call back if you can. Okay, so when you're calling in to make, you know, such statements, it's an allegation, really. You're calling to a radio station and you say, I know that President Buhari and CBN governor and their supporters are using this thing. You know, come on. And then I'm trying to help you to say that, okay, that's what you believe. Like, I mean, everyone is, what's that word again? You have your opinions, right? You can believe whatever. You can just think and just imagine that this might be what they are doing. In fact, this is how I view this thing. But saying I know that's what they are doing. So I'm not even really arguing whether or not you know, but let me know where you got the information from. It's as simple as that, all right? You can mention that you spoke with Femi Adesina and you guys had a conversation and he told you that this is what the plan is. And then you can also maybe furnish us with that conversation you had with him. That's just how it works. It's radio. It's not a beer parlor. Hello, Obiora from One.
Yeah, good afternoon, Costa.
Good afternoon.
I want to answer your second question. You asked if Nigeria will ever get better.
Yeah, do you believe? It's personal, actually.
Okay. I don't think Nigeria will ever get better.
Why not?
The reason is this. Nigeria is very, very corrupt. Corruption has eaten into the genetics of every Nigerian.
Including you.
Whatever you stand, from the presidency to the pulpit to the artisan, everybody in Nigeria is so corrupt. And corruption is like a cancer eating deep into the fabric of this nation. So there's no way on God's head that you tell me that Nigeria will get better. I believe you. But Nigeria is not going to get better.
All right. Thank you for calling, Obiora.
Thank you.
Mehdi is calling from GRA Junction. Hello, Mehdi.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio set.
Absolutely.
All right. Go on.
Yeah. From my own observation, I'm now at GRA Junction, where we have about 3 banks. Almost everybody here is angry.
Wow.
A friend of mine came from India. He asked me, what is the problem in Nigeria? I said, what is there any problem in this? He said, I understand in Nigeria that everybody in Nigeria is angry. So, but if you are saying that everybody in Nigeria to go with everybody in Nigeria is angry, but are we ready to make our decision? That is, if we are going for a protest or counter protest. So, yes, we are still that, with that mindset of psychopath looking for something to eat. They can still give some people a cup of rice, they can still sell their votes. Because if not that, I think with the condition we find ourselves today, from federal to the state, could have stand to receive what they deserve. But still, everybody is calm and enjoying what they are seeing. So I think it's not getting better. Nigeria is not getting better.
All right, thank you for calling, Mehdi from GRA Junction. So, as I was coming to work this morning, I also noticed that a particular bank at the Rumokoro Axis was actually really, what's the word? Like, the place was looking empty, like they are not working today. Yeah, I had to take note of that. As of yesterday, the whole place was rowdy. There were about four banks at that Rumokoro Axis. Before you get to the park, actually, or close to the park, about four different banks on both sides of the road, two here, two there. And there were so many people. But as of today, one of the banks, nobody. Like nobody. Their chairs outside were actually already packed and all that. And the other ones did not have the same crowd, the same amount of crowd I saw yesterday. Now, I even discovered also, I had to ask someone to be sure. Zenith Bank has shut down some of their branches just for their staff members to be safe, because Nigerians are really angry right now. I've heard some people say my own money, on top of my own money, I will now come and stand at the gates and they will not keep me under the sun. And then I also read where someone who is actually a bank staff, a young man, he was more like, if anybody should try to harass me because you know I work in a financial institution, I will deck you. Am I the bank? I'm also a Nigerian like you. But then, right? The kind of protests we're seeing, so far, Channels Television reports that one person has been killed in the protest in Abeokuta. So, do we really need this kind of protest? One of the callers says we need a violent protest. But do we really need a protest right now? NAMS is threatening nationwide protest. I think the CSOs as well in River State, I think I remember they were talking about a protest of some sorts. NLC also. A lot of threats of protests here and there. Do we need that now? The elections just a few weeks away. We have Samuel from Ozoba. Hello, Samuel.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, I want to make input concerning this currency issue.
Okay.
The first question I want to ask, has Nigerian banks been up in doing? There has never been a time you go to a bank, you just go there and withdraw money and walk away. You always meet queue, either on the teller or at the ATM. So why is the panic now? The Nigerian bank has not been up in their dealings as bank providing services. They have not. Now, this issue of new currency has come up. Everybody is now blaming the CBN, blaming the federal government. Has there been any time that we have enough currency, cash, flow? The only persons I feel that is being hurt or they have issues is the POS people that are using money to give people. If bank are, in the first place, if bank are doing their normal, useful work, Do you think that POS will be thriving today? The POS people are even providing more services than the bank. So sometimes I used to ask, does the bank really have money, or are they just picking this money from the little ones they pick from us and they use and service us that are the masses? I was in the market the other day, the open market the other day. Somebody, an account officer, that was last week, he was calling their customer. He said, you need 500,000 naira cash of the new note that is going to pay 50,000 to collect 500. Bank official. And today now we are blaming everything on government. What we Nigerians ourselves doing to ourselves? CBN is telling us that they have already circulated 90 billion in the system. Where is the 90 billion? You see the bank people that are still selling this money to politicians and their favorite customers. I am very sure of that. If every Nigerian is giving 50,000 in a week, we will use that money with the, how many of us, how much do we spend? How much is our salary? That all the right. Cash that we have is not enough for us.
All right, Samuel.
Sometimes when we are blaming the government, we should also blame ourselves. We should ask ourselves questions.
All right. We have Zion from GRA. Good afternoon.
As long as I'm alive, Nigeria will be better.
Okay.
And in a very short period. Very short period.
Why do you think so?
Because I'm alive.
Oh, because you are alive.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Zion, you've been alive all this while, and Nigeria is the way it is.
It's a process.
Okay, so you're the one who is working on fixing Nigeria.
Oh, yes. I am the one.
How are you doing that?
Because I'm a citizen of Nigeria. I believe in Nigeria. And Nigeria was handed over to me by my father before he died. I don't know about any other person. See, let me be honest to you. There is nothing like corruption in this country.
Okay, so what do we have?
So-called, you must appear. Corruption has eaten deep into the fabrics of this country. My sister, it's a false alarm. It's because that person is not yet benefiting. Once he starts benefiting, it's a welcome development. You are laughing.
Oh my God.
Look at APC. We are going to fight corruption. We will give you power. $1 to 1 naira. Fuel for insurance. No. Is it not the same APC that ought to occupy Nigeria? Shall Nigerians give them the privilege to become the president and control the affairs of the country? Alpha, have they removed the corruption now? Are you not aware that under this APC, snakes and serpents were swallowing money? Are you not aware billions are missing? Is it not under APC now our interest rate has increased to about 17 to 18%? Is it not the same APC who want to fight corruption? So there is nothing like corruption. So when you hear them, oh, so-called, here on sapiens, there is corruption in Nigeria. It has eaten deep into the cavity. Don't believe them. And as for this protest, it's not needed. Oh, NLC want to protest. CUC, they are all politically motivated. If they don't like that administration, they protest. See, if truly they want to protest for the interest of Nigeria, APC should not be asking for votes. APC should not be canvassing for votes. President Muhammadu Buhari should be leading the delegation across the 33 states to apologize to Nigerians and allow Labour Party or PDP to run the election. Even PDP itself should even beg in Nigeria. See, I choose not to be an hypocrite, a mediocre, in the presence of my children. I fear my children more than any other person. Because there are questions they will ask you. Daddy, where were you when this country was going bad? What did you do? Daddy, where other people were working and making money? Why were you poor? I hate these questions. I am working tooth and nail. See, if you truly love Nigeria, not protest. Take your PVC. Your PVC should be your protest armor. So running from street to street, and we are shouting, tell me all of them that are protesting, who is coming to come and address them? Tell me one of these protests and somebody address them. Okay, we have heard your protest. We will solve your problem. Give us 24 hours. Have you ever heard anyone? Even the South and South protest they came, what happened? Did they shoot them? They all ran away. The one they are carrying us now, some will say a violence protest. Even the person that told about violence protest or that your protest will not come out soon. He will hide on that.
Okay, Mr. Zion.
Buy a rapper, pick up his phone and be calling you. Oh, it's happening here. It's his wife, rapper. Oh, I don't have her bed. Oh, don't stand so.
Mr. Zion. Mr. Zion, thank you for calling. Okay. It's the sunny side, right? And while we're talking in, discussing really serious stuff, we also take it easy, okay? I have commercials coming right up, and it's going to last for how many minutes? Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so when I come back, I'll read the messages I see here. And of course, 1 p.m. will bring us to, what's it called? Trending stories. And afterwards, we will have to continue this conversation because I've not even read one single message. And I've seen a lot on Facebook and on WhatsApp. So after the sunny side, we'll continue. Do stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back now. It's still the sunny side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance, and we are discussing protests over the current economic hardship in Nigeria. There have been protests in Ogun State, and according to stories now, we hear that one person is feared killed in Ogun as riots breaks out over Naira scarcity. Channels Television has that report. And then there's been also a protest over there in Ondo State as well. And then NANS, the National Association of Nigerian Students, is threatening. That's... they will embark on a nationwide protest if the government fails to resolve the crisis bordering around the hike in petrol prices and scarcity of the Naira across the country. Now, a statement by the National Secretary General, Usman Kankia, noted that these issues have resulted in significant financial difficulties and disrupted the daily lives of students. So I'm asking, with the elections, the presidential elections, just about 17 days from now, will a protest be productive or counterproductive? Do we need a protest right now at this point in time? Yes, of course, the hardship is real. People are suffering. And then are Nigerians deserving of the current economic hardship? Someone says, yes. They're the ones who will sell their votes. They're the ones who will not do what they're supposed to do. They're the ones who will applaud a government when it favors them. And when it's not favoring them ahead, they will start shouting. So they deserve what they get. We are all Nigerians and we live here. Do we deserve what's happening? So that's the question. And then the last one, do you still believe that Nigeria will be better? I'll take one message and then I'll go off for the break for the news. And of course, when I return, I'll continue. Hey, Constance, good afternoon. For me, Nigeria can't get any better. We should stop hoping for good leaders because the leaders we will keep getting are Nigerians. And naturally, Nigerians are not good people. So we're going to continue like this. End well, sense that. Ouch. Someone here says, we deserve a protest at this point in time, you asked. The most honest answer to that is yes, because this APC... led government has failed. There's a better way to describe. Felix Eshiet. Felix. God bless you. Omo. That your message was quite peppery. Good afternoon, presenter. We must stay calm. Reason, because the date is at hand already. All we need is to prepare ourselves for action for any foul results. As for Nigeria getting better, individuals are so wicked. Let me leave that to Almighty. Please, I need your call line. Thank you. Your name is Benjamin from Mwoba. All right, Benjamin, the number is 070-0923-0923. And then someone is thanking Mr. Zion for his comment, and he says, Nigeria would be better. We only have the wrong people. All right. All right. Let's see. To me, we should be patient. It's Nigeria. It will come and go. Are you saying it's Nigeria or it's elections? What are you saying? Ohonda from Rukboku. You say, for some who think it's the present president. No, the time of Jonathan, we all saw how monies were looted. Money meant for arms. Please, we don't need protest. Ohonda from Rukboku. All right, thank you very much, Ohonda, for that one. Good afternoon, Constance Mega. It's not only the bank you mentioned that have shut down, including Sterling Bank, to avoid mischievous actions on their workers. Nigerians are angry of not getting their money that they put in banks. Even most of the transfers are hanging, and the POS charges are too much, and any protest that will take place now would be worse than MSAR's massive protest. Indeed, Nigerians don't deserve the economic hardship that we are getting, but I see it as a tool for Nigerians to vote wisely instead of selling their votes. Protests will not help. We should calm down and use our PVCs and correct some wrongs in Nigeria. Mr. Roundface from Rumekini. All right, in case you just tuned in, we're discussing protests over the current economic hardship in Nigeria. And I'm asking, will a protest be counterproductive? Do we need a protest? Is this the right time for a protest in Nigeria? It's just about 17 days before the presidential elections. Do we need a protest? And now let me let you know what's going to happen if a protest breaks out and it's looking like the government cannot control people. They will cancel the elections. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's going to be like, okay, if they're like this now, what's going to happen on election day? So to ensure that everybody is safe, can we hold that off until perhaps they will choose another date, or say, we will let you know about another date when we're ready. When we're sure that maybe the security agencies can handle the seeming insecurity, the unrest that may also give rise to insecurity. So now, even before protests ever happen, with the current economic hardship, criminality is bound to increase. Yeah. Tensions are high. There are people who just don't know how to manage themselves. Once they look around them and they're not finding money in their pocket, they can't even use the one in their bank account. Like they can just stay and money no they move. They just lose it. They become some kind of human beings. They lose their cool. Automatically, that's just it. They can't smile with anybody. Just every little thing is able to just get them to act in a very irrational manner. So tensions are high right now. But do we need a protest? If you say yes, let's protest. Let's hit the streets. Nancy is threatening. Students will go on a protest if these issues are not resolved. Yeah. So if we say let's get to the streets and let's protest, what is going to be the result of that protest, really? Like, seriously. We all protest right now. Shut down schools. Shut down businesses. And okay. What do we think that is going to achieve? Must a protest actually be people hitting the streets? Are there other ways we can actually protest? Are there other ways that we could protest and still get some good results? And then do Nigerians deserve what they are getting right now? Do we deserve this economic hardship? Are we the ones that brought it upon ourselves? And do you believe that Nigeria is going to be better? Remember that song, Nigeria Go Better? What's her name now? I can't remember. I know her name starts with a V. So do you think or believe that Nigeria is going to be better? Good afternoon, Constance. Okay, I've already read your message, round face. Thank you. Dele from Rumekini says, protest, the only language Nigeria government understands. Give me examples where protests actually got the government to do something. I need examples, please. My name is Clements. Please, I'm not corrupt. Count me out. Constance, kindly inform the caller. Yes, so the caller that called in to say that everybody in Nigeria is corrupt. And I asked him, including yourself. He didn't answer that. Someone here says he's not corrupt. Me too, I'm not corrupt. Protest is not helping issues now because the election is around the corner. Any protest will distract elections and we don't need anything that will disturb the election. All right. Well, you didn't tell me your name. Good day. My name is Zeno. Honestly, Nigeria will and can be better if and only if our leaders give room for fairness. Secondly, we need a protest, but it won't work except something goes wrong. Our leaders only ask when things go bad. Ooh. Instead of Nigerians to have focused on the real issues, they were busy talking about the quality of the printing of the Naira. We always focus on trivialities. Now we're grappling with issues that should have been asked from the beginning. We're doing the same thing with this election, focusing on trivialities without asking the real questions of how anyone plans to achieve all their programs. Instead of us to scrutinize the policy roadmaps of each candidate, we have been busy focusing on issues that are not directly related to the issues we are facing. Yet, we say we want things to change. Protest is only a 2-minute excitement process and it all goes back to status quo. Your name is DJ from Port Harcourt. And then Emmanuel says, good afternoon, Constance. This PMB-led government has failed Nigerians in all aspects. Things can only get better if we all vote wisely and we need a protest. Okay, now let's get to Facebook. I'm seeing a couple of messages on Facebook. I think we can actually take maybe a few calls and then I'll come back to your messages. 070-0923-0923. Do you believe that Nigeria will be better? So I was telling someone the other day, I said Nigerians, especially those of us in the South, now we go church pass. Yet, now we curse our country pass. You know, we go to church and then we scream the God bless yous. But when it comes to talking about our country, Nigeria, we have every negative adjective to describe our country. Yeah, we actually do. The average Nigerian tells you that Nigeria suffocates the youth. You can't thrive in Nigeria unless you know somebody. Ubamadu says, you often say that power belongs to the people. How can we not call the president's bluff and protest? Good afternoon. My take on this is that protesting at this time is very necessary because you can't flog a child and ask the child not to cry. And I believe that the protest might bring a positive change. It's very abnormal and uncalled for the government to impose the new Naira notes on us and not making it available. We, the masses, are suffering. I believe that Nigeria will be better again if we do the right thing at the right time. Thanks. Okay. And what's your name? You didn't tell me. Okay. I'm still taking your calls, though. 070-0923-0923. Good day, Constance. The crop of leaders Nigerians have now, one would expect they compensate citizens by doing all they can to bring smiles on their faces before their exit from office. But far opposite is the cry of the masses during both their stay or exit from office. As it stands now, it's more prayers and using our PVCs rightly. Ibims sent us that message. All right, thank you, Ibims. Will a protest be counterproductive? Or is it the tool we need right now to ensure that things are better? Odilan on Facebook says, whatsoever that is happening now is all the product we went to the market to buy. Nigerians are set to collectively go to the same market again for a similar product. Suffering is a lifestyle. It is a way of life and even God. Oh, come on. Odilan, thank you for your message. Kelechi John Iwedi. He says, policies are good, but the timing is wrong, so we don't deserve such treatment. All right, all right. Chile Edwin, your message is quite long. I will read it in a bit. 070-0923-0923. I would like to hear from you. In case you've not called in before, you can call in now. 070-0923-0923. Do we need a protest now? Protests have already started in Ogun State, in Ondo State, and there are also threats of protests from Nance and some other groups. Do we need a protest now? Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okonkwo from Rumokuta.
All right, Okonkwo. Go on.
Yes, my sister, we don't need protesting now.
Why not?
My reason is that we have only 17 days for something good to happen, for we to have a new government. I beg the citizens, men and women, boys and girls, we should not make this mistake. Because if there's protest, they will cancel this election and postpone it. We have only 17 days, and Almighty God will not allow us and our children to die before 17 days. Then we will have a new government that will build this country and reestablish this country. They should not make that mistake. By okay. God's special grace, will be taken over under Labour Party, and this country will be better. They should not make that mistake. There's no protest.
Why is there special in that your grace? You said by God's special grace. Is the grace not enough? It needed to be special. All right, thank you for calling, Okonkwo. Hello.
Good afternoon, Megan.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Chinke Daniel from Imogeto Zwako.
All right, you're welcome. Go on.
Yes. Protest is the right of the citizens. Unrest when the leaders are not doing well. Mainly here in Nigeria, that is the language they understand. Even if they have 3 days to go, we need to protest now, today, tomorrow, so that they are gullible followers. I said, gullible followers. Who doesn't even care what we are suffering? And you still see them shouting, going on their campaigns, drawing crowds for them. It is this protest that I am not even talking about them. But they are gullible followers. So tell them that, look, these people can go back there again, and we will continue in this suffering. It is important, and we will do it. And I will support any that we go out today, tomorrow, that somebody can have his money in the bank, and you cannot access it. Clearly, nowhere to be found. All other things that the average man can't find within himself. Next is to die, and it is to die or to live. Protest is important. Chinke Daniel from Imogeto Zwako.
Chinke Daniel, would you come out for a protest?
I?
Yes.
I know you may understand how old I am now. I will pull my children and all of us will go.
Interesting. All right. Thank you for calling, Chinke Daniel. I just wanted to be sure that, you know, he's not just going to be resting and calling every other person to hit the streets. All right. Chile Edwin on Facebook says, before embarking on any protest, we must analyze the situation to know what our policy directions and what eventually will be the future gains. And doing this must be with the mindset of being stakeholders, because we must have some sacrifices to make also, and not like when some anti-government agents push some persons to the street pretending to be fighting to end SARS, which was false and politically motivated. What is happening today is that Nigeria is going through a process to the next level. And this cannot come with ease. And the only thing expected of Nigerians now is to key into the policies and programs of the government rather than always complain or inciting themselves against the federal government and the state governors have failed to cushion the effects of the hardship faced by the people. But we always blackmail the federal government, and I'm wondering what the governors were elected to do. I remember I mentioned that a lot of people think the presidential election is the only election happening this year. They don't even remember that there's an election in March. Yeah, because we all think, oh, it's the president. But you have state governors. What are they doing? Seriously. You also have your local government chairman. For issues that pertain to your local government, Some people will not remember their local government chairman. If there is a road, if they have pothole in any road in their local government, no, the governor. Hello. Okay, call back if you can. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Ogoniland.
All right, go on.
We need the violent protest.
We are which people?
Me, number one.
You need a violent protest?
Yeah.
Can you give me an example? Explain to me what a violent protest looks like.
If you go for peaceful protest, Nigeria will be saying they are soldiers. Forces to come and kill our loved ones. So instead of that to happen again, we know that we are going for war. Every war starts here.
Hold on. You have not answered my question. You say violent protest. Explain to me what a violent protest looks like.
Everybody knows that if you are coming out, as you are coming out, you know that you are coming out for violence. But when I say that forces come, yes, we know that we are now started.
You are still not answering the question, though. You are saying plenty of things. What does a violent protest look like?
You want to know how the violent
protest... I already asked the question. Don't ask if I want to know. I asked.
Now when the protest is going on in what you call this other part of the country, does it not violent?
All right, thank you for calling in. You're not answering my question. Yeah. What does a violent protest look like? I want to be sure you know what you're calling for. Right? He says it's war. Who is warring the war? This is not Ukraine. Hello? This is Nigeria. There's no war here. Nobody is calling for any war. All right? And so you will not use this platform to call for war. Oguo Johnny Justice says policies are beautifully conceived, but it was all poorly implemented. I always get confused when people hired into sensitive government position will be publicized that they have 35 years of experience and when getting to work, no proof of experience. Okay. Asanda Lily King says, no is my answer because when we talk about Nigeria, I don't think the rich are among because the poor are the ones suffering from what is happening right now. Now, let me say this clearly. The rich are desperately wicked because they don't suffer it. Neither do their children suffer the situation. So let them protest, but in a peaceful way rather than going the other way. Government should do the needful and stop falling our hands. Asandra is saying her opinion. All right, Asandra, thank you. And then Tamuna Omiegogo says we are deserving until we learn to stop speaking grammar and do the right thing, until we stop servicing stomach but future. Someone here says violence hasn't solved matters fast in Nigeria, though it might lead to a solution, maybe resolving the matters later and during the protest, people will surely lose their lives. I will advise my fellow Nigerians that we should use dialogue in this situation. Your name is Viral. All right, someone, you're complaining that we don't read your message. Have you sent anyone to me? You didn't send anyone to me. The same people advocating for a protest didn't come out for NSAS and they will still not come out. Question, how much results did the NSAS protest produce? A wicked government then went... All right, please Nigerians, hold a moment. You have something valuable to sell to survive these last days of the wicked... She's screaming wicked government all over her messages. Please sell and stay alive. You will definitely recover its wisdom. Oluwa Tamilola from Port Harcourt. Okay, Oluwa Tamilola. Yes, I don't support negative words, but these politicians are... I don't even know what you wrote here. And I will blame Nigerians because few weeks now, we will all go to our various centers to sell our vote and return to call Nigeria Info and other stations that, these politicians... Rubbish. Nigerians keep doing the same thing every time and expect different results. For where would that happen? Vote your conscience and not bullion van. Famous Felicius. Okay. And can I take one more message before I go? Constance, Nigeria will be good again, but some of the leaders... Seriously? Ugo Sunday? No way. Please let them hold the protest for now because election is around the corner. I pray for God to keep us alive till then. Let's wait for them on election day. Until then, don't do any nonsense. Lillian, I saw your. I'm reading your message. I'm trying, but I don't understand what you said. The last part, but thank you though. Okay. This is where. This is where I draw the curtain on this particular conversation.